This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 318 for Tuesday, March 23rd. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts are lower on Tuesday, retreating from earlier gains after running into resistance. Canola down 1 to over $15 at the final bell, May down $15.50 at $780.40 per ton. That contract had moved higher earlier in the day, hitting a high of $805.90. Strength in Chicago soy oil and a soft tone in the Canadian dollar had provided support earlier, with the front months hitting nearing the contract highs hit last week. However, canola ran into chart resistance and speculative profit-taking came forward. IDEA's end users are well covered for the time being, added to the eventual declines, as demand may be rationed to the point that no new fresh business is coming in anymore. However, the underlying fundamentals of tight supplies do remain supportive. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures were all higher. Soybeans up 6 cents in the May contract at $14.23 per bushel. Soy oil gapped higher overnight and the strength there spilled into beans. Solid global demand for vegetable oil accounted for much of the strength, although the advancing Brazilian harvest and some much-needed moisture for beans in Argentina did pressure prices. The USDA's planting intentions report will be released next week Wednesday, and pre-report positioning should be a feature the next few days. Corn, it's higher on the day. The May contract up 2 cents at $5.51 per bushel. Delays seeding Brazil's second corn crop contributed to the advances, with 86% of intended acres in the ground. That compares with the 96% average for this time of year. The Texas corn crop is 38% seeded. That's up 8 points on the week and in line with the average. Wheat futures were higher across the board, correcting after recent losses. Minneapolis up 2 cents in the May contract at $6.28 per bushel. Kansas City 4 cents higher in May at $5.82 per bushel. And Chicago wheat up 7 cents at $6.34 per bushel in May. However, improving U.S. winter wheat condition ratings did pressure values as recent moisture across the southern plains helped alleviate dryness concerns. The Kansas winter wheat crop was rated 45% good to excellent. That was up 7 points on the week. Europe and the Black Sea region have also seen some improvement lately. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, March 23rd. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.